God's attributes. Discerning the Lord's purpose. Listen, every child that comes out of the loins of Zoe is continuation of Zoe. Do you understand? The child that come out of you, Zoe, he is Zoe. Do you understand? The one that will come out of him is also Zoe. No matter what name you bear, you are still Zoe. Therefore, any course you receive follows him. Follows. Follows. Don't say, God, but it's not the one now. It is my forefathers now. No. You committed that offense because you were in his loins. It is the continuation of you that is going on, going on, going on. People don't know it. That is why you suffer what your father suffered, or you may even suffer what your father did not suffer. Your father committed it. He released. That is why 70 children of Ahab, Jehu finished them. Ahab, the punishment was given to Ahab. Listen, and Ahab was afraid and became remorseful. God sent the prophet, go to him and say, it will not happen your own time, but it will happen your children. Why is the one that committed the offense now? Why will it be his children? It's because every child of Ahab is Ahab, continuation of Ahab. The only thing that stops it is if you come under the blood of Jesus. No matter what curse your father brought upon you. Amen. It is supposed to follow you. Follow your generation, generation, generation. Listen. So also for the righteousness. The Bible says, I have been young, now I'm old. Nor his children, what? I've not seen the righteous forsaken. Nor his children beg bread. Why would they not beg bread? He asked there. Because his righteousness follow after him. Follow the children. His acts of righteousness will follow the children. If he's wicked, his wickedness will follow the children. Abraham bent tight to Melchizedek. Paul said, when Abraham was paying tight, Levi, in how many generations to come, he said, pay the tight also in Abraham. That is the blessing that Abraham had from paying that tithe followed even his generations on board. So also the wickedness you have as you are born, they go. Amen. Is the following that child for somebody to know what happened on the cross on Calvary. The power that was released there. I am no more living under the curse that followed my father. When I came to Christ and I entered that water baptism, I identify with that blood on the cross on Calvary. That curse is removed. Discerning the Lord's body. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Did you notice? Let's go back to Ecclesiastes chapter 4. Ecclesiastes chapter 4. Again, where we read verse 10. Hallelujah. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 10. This is, see what he said. He said, for if they fall, he said, the one will lift up his praise the Lord. Single brothers and sisters, amen, they have suddenly received anointing to marry. For if they fall, I'm going somewhere here, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone. Please, I want to drop a revelation here. I want to drop a revelation. Listen very well. Jimoni, listen very well. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he has not another to help him. This is why he instituted feet washing. This is where he instituted feet washing. And this is where you will also get what James was speaking in James chapter 5, verse 16. James chapter 5, verse 16. What did he say? He said, confess your faults one to another. So that when you fall, the other one will lift you up. And pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. That is why he instituted the ordinance of feet washing in John chapter 13. Let's read it. John chapter 13. It followed the communion. Why? The communion, hallelujah, is fellowship. It's fellowship of the sufferings of Christ that brought us together. If we are united and we watch over one another, there will be power. The presence of God will always be among us. That is what he's trying to say. So now that you know you are one, that is what he's saying. Now that you know you are one, demonstrated by this communion of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Now that you know, demonstrate it as you watch over one another. That is the meaning of feet washing. Now in John chapter 13 verse 1, let's read some scriptures here. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. And supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. Verse 3. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things unto his hands, and that he was come from God and went to God, he riseth from supper, and laid aside his garments, and took a towel, and girded himself. After that, he poured water into a basin, and began to wash the disciples' feet, and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Then cometh he to Simon Peter, and Peter said unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? How can you wash my feet, my Lord, my master? Jesus answered and said unto him, what I do, thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. Peter said unto him, thou shalt never wash my feet. Ah, how can you wash my feet? Jesus answered him, if I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. What is the purpose of feet washing? It's to demonstrate that you have part in me, I have part in you. Simon Peter said unto him, ah, if it is so, then Lord, not only my feet, too, but also my hands and my head, if I bath me. Jesus said to him, he that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet. Amen. But it's clean every whit, and ye are clean, but not all. Because there's a betrayer among them. Anybody taking this communion with you today and is also betraying anybody behind, amen, you are another Judas. For he knew who should betray him, therefore said he, ye are not all clean. So you can see now, while you be talking that uncleanness is adultery, uncleanness is a fornication, before the communion service, uncleanness is in the heart. The attitude, your betrayal of one another is also an act of uncleanness. Let's read on. Praise God. Praise the Lord. So after he had washed their feet and had taken his garments and was set down again, he said unto them, know ye what I have done to you? Do you understand what I have done to you? Listen very well. You call me master and Lord, and you say, well, for so I am. I am your master. I'm your Lord. If I then, your Lord and master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Now, I am aware, before I come to verse 16 and 17, I am aware that some churches, the pastor will come and sit down, and members will be coming, and he'll be washing their feet. They'll be washing their feet. So you are the Lord and Master, have you? Thank you, brother. No! We are to wash one another's feet. Not for the bishop to be washing our feet. You are our Master, Abby. He said we should do it to one another. The disciple, do it to one another. He didn't appoint any of them as their leaders, their head, to be doing it. He is their head. And verse 16, what did he say? Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. Neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. And verse 17, I love this statement. He said, if you understand these things, if you know these things, happy are you if you do them. Which things? The impact of the communion. And this thing about feet washing. What is this feet washing? He said, if you know, it's if you understand. James understood. He said, confess your faults one to another. It is demonstrating that in this Christian race, in this Christian journey, we will meet with, pick all the dusts of all the wahala. One reason or the other, you will fall. One reason or the other, you are to help one another stand. Frustration will come upon you. I am to help you to stand and not to increase your problems. Not to create anxieties among brethren. You know there are witches in the church. Do you know the meaning of witch? Witch is a manipulator. Amen. They manipulate. And the thing is that what they manipulate you to do, it does not benefit them. Neither there is any benefit to you, but just to suffer you. Hallelujah. Listen, those of us who give revelation, 1 Corinthians chapter 14 says, we prophesy to do what? Edify, exhort, and to comfort. Do you know that somebody who parades himself or herself as a gifted person can use that to give you hypertension. Give you revelation for hypertension. Do you think a gifted person that sees a pregnant woman that is heavy due for delivery and comes to that woman and says, I saw that you deliver and you die. Do you understand? They give that type of revelation. Does he love the woman? Does he love the woman? Even news of death. To tell a loved one the news of somebody he loved that is dead is trained people that deliver such. If the person wants you to die, follow the person way don't die, the way you go talk and they're different. You got me to say, sister, say, you remember that your the brother where they pay your house rent, the brother where that your brother now where they take care of you. He say, he die. Amen. So that you go die, follow him. That's why he's talking like that. You see somebody, you know, facing frustration, instead of you to give revelation, that will say, hey. Some of you have gone through that. Some of you watching me, you have gone through in the hand of such people. Hey. I was in a revelation. I saw you die. And then when they throw that spirit, from that day on, as you sleep, you didn't see your dead grandfather who don't die before. Amen. May God deliver you from the hand of witches in the church. When you are happy, they are sad. And when you are sad, they are happy. They will not come near you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's why Jesus said, when he should teach us to pray, what did he say? Pray like this. Start by saying, Our Father. Our Father. What is telling you, hallelujah, is that you must recognize brotherhood before you go up. Our Father who art in heaven, before you begin to worship him. Praise the Lord. I'm praying that somebody will catch this revelation. As you hold that bread and hold that wine, that something that should be a blessing to you, don't let it turn to a curse. That maybe that is why your prayers have not been answered. I'm talking about the rich children of God, though. Amen. Coming before communion is for us to invoke the power of the cross. When you come in the right understanding, amen. The right understanding. There's a power that follows it. There's a blessing that follows it. That's why the cup is called the cup of blessing. It is a cup of blessing. Why then turn it to a curse? You know why I say this? I know a sister, maybe you're watching me now, who just, I mean, when I preached a message that I titled The Christian Retreat, that she kept falling sick for so many years. And prayer. I prayed for her, it stopped, then it came back again. She said, in a revelation, in a dream, she saw me and appeared, and I told her that my prayer cannot heal you again. And she woke up. Even my pastor says his prayer cannot heal me, so I will continue with this. And that very week, I preached the message, The Christian Retreat. Then she decided to respond. Let me retreat. Why will the pastor say even his prayer cannot heal me? Something is wrong. That is the retreat. That was the why I'm making reference to it, that some people hear me. Concerning the communion today, may somebody also hear me and produce the right result. And she said she decided to lock herself up and began to think about her life. She said suddenly she began to remember that there was a vow she made in the church that she forgot. She actually forgot. According to her, she forgot. And when it struck her, she said, Oh, now I know why Pastor Moses said he cannot pray for me. Because that was a hindrance. And so devil was using it. He's called the accuser of the brethren to stop the healing. And there's no way, there is nothing you can do. God works by principle. And she said, she came out and told her husband, I have found the cure to this sickness. And told everybody, I have found the cure. All the drugs, she snapped picture of the number of drugs full everywhere, sent it to me. Said she packed everything. You are not the solution to this sickness. I have found it. Praise the Lord. And from that day, she didn't notice that symptom, that sickness again. I'm praying that somebody will know the importance of not taking the communion unworthily, but taking it worthily. That's all I'm trying to. There are some solutions to some problems that just come by a rhema. Not going to the mountain to fast and pray. You've done all that. No solution. Maybe I will, God will cause me to say something that you say is true. It's true. It's true. It's true. Just a change of character. A change of attitude towards fellow Christians. Inasmuch that you have done it to the least of these my brethren, you have done it to me. He said, he that loveth, he that begat. He said, love he that is begotten also. He says so. You say you love God, love his son also. You cannot say you love the father and you hate his child. He said, it's not possible. Because that child is a part of him. We're talking of revelation. We're talking of revelation. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, there is the power in the blood of Jesus Christ. There's a power in the blood of Jesus Christ. Earlier in the day, I think the day of yesterday, I was discussing with my wife at home. I was telling her something that was quickened to me. Listen very well. It's a mystery, but it's the truth. As we read the prophecy of Joel about the restoration of Israel, as we read the battle in Ezekiel chapter 38 and verse 39, there were some things, and God was saying there that it was because of their iniquity that he sent them out there and took them as slaves and took them this and took them there. And now he has decided to forgive them and is bringing them back to their land. And what occurred to me was that these people that Hitler was killing, these people that were sent everywhere, these people he's making reference to, they are not the ones that committed the iniquity. It was their fathers. Then the question is, why is God punishing them? And he was talking to them as if they are the ones that committed that offense. And I was sharing with my wife. I said, because, listen, hallelujah. Zoe, how many nations have you got now? Plenty. Now, listen, every child that comes out of the loins of Zoe, is continuation of Zoe. Do you understand? The child that come out of you, Zoe, he is Zoe. Do you understand? The one that will come out of him is also Zoe. No matter what name you bear, you are still Zoe. Therefore, any curse you receive follows him. Follows. Follows. Don't say God, but it's not the one now. It is my forefathers now. No. You committed that offense because you were in his loins. It is the continuation of you that is going on, going on, going on. People don't know it. That is why you suffer what your father suffered, or you may even suffer what your father did not suffer. Your father committed it. He released. That is why 70 children of Ahab, Jehu finished them. Ahab, the punishment was given to Ahab. Listen, and Ahab was afraid and became remorseful. God sent the prophet, go to him and say, it will not happen your own time, but to happen your children. Why is the one that committed the offense now? Why will it be his children? It's because every child of Ahab is Ahab, continuation of Ahab. The only thing that stops it is if you come under the blood of Jesus. Oh, there is power, power, wonder working power. In the blood, oh, of the Lamb, there is power, hey, power, wonder, walk. your precious blood. Power in the blood.
There is
power.
Oh,
wonder
in the blood.
Precious blood. Say it again. Power in the blood.
There is power.
Power. Power. Wonderful. Oh, in the blood. Oh, of the Lamb. Oh, there is power. 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 Oh, wonderful. Oh, in the precious blood. Blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died upon the cross. Oh, I know it was the blood.
Say one more time.
Hallelujah.
It goes like this. It goes like this.
Judgment is coming. All will be there.
That's another song.
Each will receive justly his due.
Yes, sir.
God is the saving, sin cleansing blood.
Hey.
And I will pass.
Compassion.
Oh, great compassion. Oh, boundless love. Oh, loving kindness. Faithful and true. Find peace and shelter under the blood. And I will pass. I will pass.
Oh, yes.
Of sinners, he will say,
chiefest of sin,
whatever sin you feel you are,
all he has promised that will he do,
now.
Washed in the fountain.
Oh, oh,
oh, oh, oh,
sea. Hallelujah.
And I will pass.
Oh, will pass.
Power in the blood of Jesus.
Can you see the power in the blood of Jesus? No matter what curse your father brought upon you.
Amen.
It is supposed to follow you. Follow your generation. 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 Listen. So also for the righteousness. The Bible says, I have been young, now I'm old. I have not seen the children of the righteous forsaken. Nor his children, what? I've not seen the righteous forsaken. Nor his children beg bread. Why would they not beg bread? He asked there. Because his righteousness follow after him. Follow the children. His acts of righteousness, we follow the children. He is wicked. His wickedness, we follow the children. Hallelujah. Levi, Abraham bent tithe to Melchizedek. Paul said, when Abraham was paying tithe, Levi, in how many generations to come, he said, pay the tithe also in Abraham. That is the blessing that Abraham had from paying that tithe followed even his generations on board. So also the wickedness you have as you they born, they go. Amen. Is following that child. Anybody under the influence of my voice tonight? Hallelujah. There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's vein.
Has blood bleeding the flow. Lose all your guilty state. Lose all your guilty state. Lose all your guilty state. I see.
Hallelujah. For somebody to know what happened on the cross on Calvary. The power that was released there. I am no more living under the curse that followed my father. When I came to Christ and I entered that water baptism, I identify with that blood on the cross on Calvary. That curse is removed. Oh! Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. How many people catch this? Thank you, Father.